This is TurnbuckleTrash.net. Pro wrestling from a fan's perspective.
I love video games and pro wrestling.
With three fans who know how to talk some trash.
None of these cross-eyed mouth breathers deserve to hear this voice.
I guess it's time to take out the trash.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. This is Turnbuckle Trash, brought to you by Days Voice Works. That's my new company that specializes in radio commercials, also liners and voice tracking for radio stations, but also any kind of audio that you need for a film presentation. Maybe you're doing a documentary or something. Just contact us at Days Voice Works. Works is spelled W-O-R-X. It's DaysVoiceWorks.com. DaysVoiceWorks at gmail.com. We also have a website that's almost ready to go at DaysVoiceWorks.com. So now that I proved that I can do this.
Was that a sponsor or a cheap plug?
Well, I'm not paying for it, so it's pretty cheap. So,
no comment on this side, real quick. No comment. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Hey, I got to make a living, man. I ain't got no job,
yes,
you
sir.
Know.
I ain't got no job. I guess as long as you're not out getting high, you'll be okay.
Yeah,
huh?
They done let me go. They said we don't need you no more. So.
Dave ain't got shit to do.
Now, wait a minute. This is a family show.
Yeah,
family
I'm going to have to ding that out or something.
Family show.
I ain't got nothing to do except play radio on my little radio here. Hey, guys, you know what? We have a new champion in the WWE Raw, and I think we all have mixed feelings about The Miz losing the championship to Bobby Lashley. Chris, you were the one that wanted to talk about it. You start with this.
Well, it was a squash match. It was something that we really didn't want to see, but we knew it was going to happen. Congratulations to Bobby Lashley. You are the new WWE champion. And to The Miz, I say this. You knew it was going to happen. So, you knew it was going to happen. But there is one person on this podcast that kind of cried in his own milk. Zane?
It's not crying, Kay. Okay. Those were tears. Those were tears of anger.
Okay. Well, okay. Same thing. Go ahead.
There's no crying in wrestling, guys. There's no crying in wrestling.
Well, there was tonight, that day. We all knew it was going to happen, Zane. So go ahead and tell us all your feelings.
How did we know this was going to happen?
It's Vince McMahon. What do you think?
Gosh. So, you know what a shame. You know, they finally bring relevance to the WWE title by having The Miz represent, and they just take it all away. It's just like a big, fat F-U to the fans and only pleasing the stockholders. You know what? But I'm a stockholder, so I should have a say in this.
You should be on the creative team, right, Zane?
But wait,
he should consult. He should consult with the shareholders before he goes and makes a drastic decision like this.
But wait a minute, Zane. You would have Gilbert as the WWE champion. Come on now. I'm sorry, Gilbert. Go ahead.
Did you get your dividend check yet from being a stockholder in the WWE?
Yeah, dude. I get like 27 cents every 3 months.
Whoa. Now the big bucks start coming in.
Well, you know.
Kind of suspected anyway, because they've done this before. Remember Zack Ryder winning the Intercontinental title and losing it the next night? That just ticked me off too. But
And remember Rey Mysterio Jr.? They did the same thing to Rey. He finally gets his he had the world heavyweight champion, and the next night on Raw, he fetch and loses it. Oh,
so where's this going to go with The Miz? Are they're still going to go with this bad bunny, bad storyline stuff with the man with three man buns?
Well, Zane, you tell us what you think.
I don't know. I don't know. Like, it's like mixed feelings, mixed emotions. You know, I'm a huge, gigantic bag full of emotions right now. You know, I'm on one side of me, you know, says, hey, cool, Bobby Lashley is the champion. Like, this should have happened like 2 years ago, maybe even, you know, instead of crying and whining about his sisters, he should have been busting heads like he is now.
I love you, my sisters. Yeah, I love you. Yeah. I hated that.
I just, I don't know. I mean, it just seems like, is this kind of, it's just forced.
It is.
It's just forced. Like, there's no natural flow to how things go in the WWE anymore. It's just like, oh, well, Vince wants Bobby as the champion, so screw everybody else and anything else and screw every relevant storyline and screw everything and make Bobby the champion. It's like,
did you expect anything different?
Well, I don't know.
Well, you know, I think what would have been a better storyline for The Miz and for everything was maybe having him keeping the belt up into Fastlane, you know, and then having Bad Bunny come out there and screwing him over, and Bobby Lashley wins, and then they will start doing their getting ready for WrestleMania later with that. And I know they're going to set up this thing with The Miz and John Morrison against Bad Bunny and Damian Priest, who I love, Damian Priest, by the way. But that's going to be for WrestleMania. But I think if they could have let The Miz be The Miz and be that heel that he is so good at being and finding ways to beat Bobby Lashley over a couple of weeks, I just think that would have been a better storyline setting up WrestleMania.
Yeah. You know, and it was amazing because The Miz and his mouth, you know, he that was like the most publicity I've seen for a WWE champion for quite some time. I mean, he was on several different news outlets. He was, you know, on a lot of different little podcast type, not right, like he was with Renee Young. He was, I mean, like, there were so many things that it was like headline, like came across the Google News feed and everything of
true.
The Miz, he's the WWE champion, and like, ESPN was reporting on it, and I mean, like, it was like a big freaking deal. And then all of a sudden, like, the Bobby Lashley thing hasn't really made headlines at all. Like, The Miz, in my opinion, Miz was a bigger draw for media attention than Bobby Lashley
because he brought the most heat.
Yeah,
that's a good way to put it. He brought the mouth of the Miz. Miz is a mouth. And. And Miz has got one of those personalities that you just, even when he's a face, you don't like him, you know? Remember when Bray Wyatt was messing with the Miz's family? It was still he was still the Miz, you know? And you're just going, maybe he deserves, not that he was messing with his family, but I mean, it's still the Miz, and he's better as a heel because he's got that look about him and the way he talks, especially when he's a heel. I think it would have been a lot better for them to delay Bobby Lashley getting that belt at least until Fastlane. A mistake.
And no matter what, The Miz will always have that slight advantage as a heel over so many other people because of how he came into professional wrestling, because of his start in reality TV and through Tough Enough and all that stuff. Like that just... That is why he is so good, because he can literally bring that up anytime he wants. As to all you people, you don't, you never thought I would make it, and you know, you never thought I would be anybody, and you know, and he always has that background of how he can, just
be the Miz,
just people off.
Yeah, that's called being the Miz. So now we're getting ready for Fastlane. And by the way, that will be the first pay-per-view that's available on the Peacock Network. And it will also be on the WWE Network. And from what I understand, Peacock is going to start airing the full WWE Network, the full thing, on March the 18th. So they'll be ready for the Fastlane, which is coming up on that Sunday. So, Zane, do you have Peacock?
Yeah, I've got Peacock, but how will that work with the WWE Network?
Well, I was checking on that the other day. I was going through
the listing on Peacock, you know, their TV listing, went down to sports, and they have a whole area for the WWE. So you'll be able to go on the WWE if you have, I think if you have premium, then you'll be able to get the WWE Network pay-per-views, and that would be without ads. And I'm not 100% sure that the pay-per-views will be available with ads for $4.99 a month. Premium will be $9.99 a month, just like the WWE Network. So
it could basically, I can get the WWE Network, pay what I'm paying for the WWE Network and get Peacock for free and be able to watch Kevin Costner and Yellowstone and Parks and Rec without ads.
Yes, I guess so.
Of all the shows, you had to say was Kevin Costner. Are you kidding me?
Oh, God, dude, that guy's so...
Why don't you just say, you know, why don't you say SpongeBob SquarePants?
That guy's my man. That guy's my man crush, dude.
And SpongeBob is on the Paramount Network, not the Peacock Network. Get your network straight there, Chris Evans.
Sorry, let's... Okay, fine. The Rugrats. Go ahead.
Chris wouldn't know what? A good thing if it slapped him right in the face.
So now,
son, you have no idea. I've got some of the cartoons that would put the other ones to rest. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Wow, you guys.
Go ahead.
So, so now you brought up Yellowstone with Kevin Costner. Well, because we do a lot of pop culture here. I've never seen it. Is it good?
I honestly haven't seen it either. I would like to start.
So why'd you say anything?
Because I've heard it's amazing. And I started watching it the other day, but there's a lot of ads in it. And I hate watching TV with ads. It just ruins it for me anymore because I've been spoiled the last 10 years without
ads. That's how I make my money with ads, baby. And you don't want me to make no money.
Gunsmoke and get it over with. So.
Hey.
I mean, Gunsmoke. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I love Gunsmoke.
The Gunsmoke was awesome.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So Dave, Chris, I want to ask, as we're on the road to WrestleMania, I saw a headline today. I want to ask Chris particularly about this. And Dave, you join in after Chris has gone full octane on us.
Okay.
Sure. To get it hazard of fast lane.
You're a funny man.
You made a funny.
I'm a poet and I didn't even know it.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
So, okay. I'll set this up. I want to tell you what I'm thinking and I want your opinion on it. So as we're approaching, we know I'll bring up our sensitive topic, the corona stuff, the COVID stuff. There's been 12 states now that have said, okay, we've had enough. It's time to move on with life. We're done. Like let's just, you know, everybody don't be stupid and just, you know, but we gotta start getting back to normal, right? And Florida is one of those states. And mm-hmm. WrestleMania is in Florida. So they said that in this headline that, quote unquote, big changes for WrestleMania coming. So my thought, Chris and Dave, is the big changes were, like, they were talking about, could it be possible that they're, you know, going to remove some of the, like, they were going to do some pre-recorded matches and not have as much live stuff and have a limited capacity crowd. But I'm wondering if Vince is going to give everybody the finger and open that VITCH right up for everybody to join.
Language?
In. No.
Uncle Dave, you take this one first.
Okay, he's got to get his thoughts together. And there was some movement today on that front, okay? So this afternoon, right before we did this, watching the news here in Salt Lake City, there was a CDC guideline that came out saying it's okay now for people that have had their COVID-19 vaccinations to get together. And there were some other things about that. And like you were right when you said this, saying that 12 states are now saying, okay, it's time to start getting back together and doing that. I think that we're still got to be smart about this. And I'm going to have my first vaccination tomorrow, by the way. And but we still got to be a little careful. And when you ask about the WWE. I will not be surprised if they open up tickets for like Sunday and try to get maybe 5,000 to 10,000 people inside wherever they're going to have this. And right now they're doing this in Tampa, where the Tampa Rays, you know, play baseball. But they're also talking about moving their award-winning and critically acclaimed Thunderdome to UCF, the Central Florida University, where they can set it up and not have to worry about basketball and things like that right now. So I think, you know, we're getting closer, without saying close, closer to the end of restrictions and at least getting back into a little bit of normalcy. But just going to add my own opinion here, okay? I think we'll be fine. I think the summer is going to go okay. It's next flu season where we're going to see this hit all over again. And then we're going to have to, I'm not saying COVID-19, but you're going to see people with masks. You're going to see people saying we need to get schools back to online. It's going to be a mess. You know, we still got a lot of growing and a lot of learning to do. But I do think that you'll start seeing some crowds coming back to wrestling, whether that means that the WWE and All Elite will make it back onto the road soon. I don't know. I know some independent shows are starting to go hot and heavy now.
To me, I think Vince is going to give the middle finger to everybody and say, come on, let's go ahead and pack the crowds. Let's pack the stadium like WrestleMania is supposed to be and not worry about this coronavirus. Folks, I've seen it firsthand. I'm at the hospital. And I do the vaccination clinics all the time, and I see the people that are coming in that wants these shots. To me, they're going to have to take their time and learn what the restrictions are going to have to be. Yes, wear your masks, but why deny the fans of a WrestleMania moment? Guys, if I'm wrong, please tell me. I'll gladly say yay or nay, but to me, it's WrestleMania. It's like the Super Bowl. Let's bring in the fans and let's have a real WrestleMania and not in the Thunderdome. Am I right or am I wrong?
I'm agreeing with Chris on this. It's my own opinion. And I understand that things are, you know, legit and we got to be careful and stuff. But I also think that people can be big kids, and if they don't want to go to WrestleMania, guess what? They don't have to. You know,
yes, do you want another Thunderdome WrestleMania?
No, I don't. I want that sucker packed to the hill, and I want a big fat finger right to everybody that's in favor of all the lockdowns. Okay. Again, that's my opinion, okay? That's my opinion.
Now, you have your opinion, Uncle David. What do you say?
You know, I don't think either one of you are wrong. I'm just saying be smart about it, you know? And
yeah.
I think they need to have a crowd there, but you know what? It wouldn't be me, you know? But I think with the way things have moved recently, with, like saying you said, the 12 states and then the CDC guidelines coming out today, and here in the state of Utah, there's talk about getting rid of the mask mandate coming up in April. That's with some of the news that came out over the weekend. So I still think that we've got to proceed with caution as we get back into a normalcy. And that's all I'm saying.
Okay.
You know, for me, I'm still not convinced, but I think if someone's willing to take that chance, as long as they're doing it with education and not being not a knee-jerk reaction and, you know, willing to take that chance, which a lot of people are, but a lot of people aren't. I'm just not willing to take that chance yet. Okay. I think, Zane, you would be. So that's fine.
Okay, yeah. So my thing is this right here. Sorry to interrupt you guys.
No, you're fine.
My thing is this. Let's say they do this right here. If you have not had the vaccination, you don't have the CDC card, you cannot get into WrestleMania. Would that be a good thing to do?
No.
You don't think so?
Oh, that's a tough one. I think, you know, you might say, please wear a mask if you do that. But that's, yes. you know, that's all. I mean, that's neither here nor there. I think that they still got, a month and a half before WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. And I think you're going to see a lot of movement one way or the other within the next couple of weeks. And like I said, I don't think either one of you are wrong. I don't think I'm right or wrong. I'm right for me. And I understand,
yeah,
Zane.
Where, yeah, yes.
Zane, I understand where you're coming from, because it's tougher on someone like you that loves to be out and loves to do things. I'm a homebody, you know, and I am a homebody, and I'm okay with it. I've hardly walked out of my home since April, and you know, every once in a while I get a little antsy, but most of the time, you know, I'm okay with it. But I know, Zane, you like to go out and do things. You like to go to concerts. You like to go to wrestling events. But I think we're getting back to that, and I think that's the good news here. But I want people to continue to be educated about what's really happening out there.
Well, I'll agree with that.
I'll agree with that.
Yes.
And again, you know, it's not, you guys know me. I'm always a little bit controversial, and I like to.
I never would have guessed
ruffle the feathers and get people stirred up and say the controversial things. It's kind of like old, what's his name? He's a comedian. He says, "You think it, and I'll say it." A lot of times, gets me into trouble. So,
yeah, wasn't Chris Rock, was it?
Nick DiPaolo. Nick DiPaolo is his name.
Oh, okay. Okay. Never heard of him.
He's never hilarious. Heard of him either. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, yeah. Now we're off the controversies because...
Let's get off that. Go ahead.
Because Chris has been in touch with a newer promotion in North Carolina.
Oh, yes.
And, Chris, why don't you tell us what's going on with the XWW?
Well, about 2 weeks ago, me and my girlfriend, we were looking for XWW. It was in Monroe, North Carolina. Now, this is a small promotion that has decided to, you know, separate themselves from other promotions. It's almost like the USWA. They have a small venue. I've already been to it. You wouldn't want to take your children to it right now. Thank you very much. But it is very popular with Turnbuckle Trash right now because they keep contacting me almost every week, wanting me to come to their TV tapings. Now, here's the problem. Their TV show airs about 1 o'clock in the morning in North Carolina. But they have some big stars. Michael Elkin is going to be on one of their pay-per-views very soon. Ace Austin, that has been on Impact, is going to be here. And they keep contacting me that wants me to be on the TV show. And I don't understand why.
Why not?
And they've asked Turnbuckle Trash to be part of the TV show. And I told them that from what I can see, Turnbuckle Trash doesn't need to be on this because it's a family show. And I've already told them this, but they are really interested in Turnbuckle Trash right now. They have a new U.S. champion. And Ace Austin is going to go up for the U.S. title next Sunday, and that's when they want me to come. So when I do, if I'm able to do it, I'm going to have my Turnbuckle Trash T-shirt on, and I'm going to be in the crowd, and I cannot wait. I've already seen their little setup in Monroe, and it reminds me of Memphis. But there's only one little problem. This is a down-home country boy wrestling show.
And you know what? I have no problem with that because remember, Chris, professional wrestling goes everything from the PG era, and then you had a show like, you know, like Last Night with All Elite, which did a little bit of everything. They did comedy, tag team, and that last match, despite what we're going to talk about in a few minutes, was really hardcore. I mean, it was bloody, it was gory, and well, despite the ending, it was pretty hardcore. But I have no problem with us, you know, helping them or talking to them about hardcore wrestling. And I think that's the big thing. And if they're going to be a little bit more extreme, they're trying to find that niche. And anytime, you know, if we get into it, we start talking about their show, we'll just remind people it's a, you know, it's not necessarily something you want to show their children. But there are wrestling fans out there, and you even said yourself, if you're not cracked open, you're not wrestling. So I have no problem with that.
I've met some of the wrestlers, and one of their heads looked like they went for a cheese grater. But he loves what he does. He's never been on the big circuit, but that's what they want. And I've told them that, look, we've had interviews with Vicky Guerrero, Bill Superstar, Butt Dundee. We've had a lot of major stars on this podcast, and we can help you. And they were all for it. So, but you have to pass two tests, like I told you. You have to pass Uncle David, and you have to pass Zane before you go through me, because I'm the last one that you'll ever talk to. But they understand that, and they know, but they really want to help Turnbuckle Trash, but they really would like Turnbuckle Trash to help them out. So, guys, XWW, look it on the Facebook page. It's a good promotion. They're good guys, but they're like indie. But these guys have a passion for the business. He goes, no, we're trying to bring this to the new era. I said, well, what's the new era? He says, anything we can get away with, we do. And I cringe on this. Like, no, man, you can't, no. But they're good guys, and hopefully the XWW will help out in the wrestling community. And let's everybody on Turnbuckle Trash get on XWW on the Facebook page. Let's promote them, and let's try to help. So what's next?
We'll try to get a link and put it onto our Facebook page too. So
More trash is on the way on turnbuckletrash.net.
Oh, he's got him in a subatomic headlock. Ow, that's gotta hurt.
Actually, I can tell you from experience, it does hurt.
You were wrestling?
No, just married.
It's time to take out the trash.
All Elite Wrestling, pay-per-view. And Zane, first off, Zane, because you were really upset yesterday when you were texting me in the afternoon about the cost of the pay-per-view.
Yes.
How much was it?
$50.
Bones. You're kidding me.
Mm.
Wow.
Yowzer, huh, dude?
Yowzer.
If it was like $20 or you know, $29 even, I probably would have got it. But I'm like, wow, $50? It just...
Yeah. And that's where everything's going, you know. You can watch, it was on Fight TV for a long time was running, I don't know if they're still doing it, they're running a weekly show that you paid for from the NWA and Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. And by the way, NWA Power is coming back, but I think it's going to be on Fight TV exclusively, at least for a while. We'll keep up to date on that. But they would pay, you know, you'd pay $10 a week to watch the NWA and Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. And to me, it wasn't worth it, you know, because, you know, they're wrestling, $10 is okay, but if I can pay $50, which, you know, is kind of a little much, especially for the product we had last night, it was much. Yeah. And I'll tell you this, guys. I told you this, the first pay-per-view I ever bought was WrestleMania III, and I was in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and I paid $45, and that was WrestleMania III.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and it's hard when you're just one person, you know, to come up with that kind of bread just to do it one time. It's tough.
Oh, Tony Khan is trying to get his money back.
I don't think Tony Khan has to worry too much about money, dude.
No, not at all.
Well, that's true. Go ahead.
So Dave.
I want to know what love is. No, just kidding.
I'm sorry.
I want to know.
Damn, talk.
Was it worth it? Was it worth the $50? I mean, think, Dave. That's like a tank of gas. That's like when I went to Kiss when I was in high school, farewell tour. The ticket was $50.
Uh-huh.
And so that was a big deal for me. So that's like me comparing, you know, going to see Kiss or watching a pay-per-view.
So was it worth it last night for me?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I would say that was probably my least favorite of the AEW pay-per-views. It was very uneven. There was a lot of mistakes made. I think before we get into the most obvious one, there was one mistake that was made that I think that I have to explain. This was with Paul White making the announcement on Wednesday night that there was going to be a major signing at the pay-per-view. So everybody is talking about who it's going to be. And I think somebody said it was going to be Kurt Angle.
Oh, I'm sorry, I missed
it. Yeah, but were they right? No. And somebody said it was going to be Christian Cage. Were they right?
No.
I was right. It was Christian Cage.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's not what I'm complaining about. I'm just going to do a little complaining. Because they were going to make this big announcement. Everybody, social media was going crazy for this announcement. So what did they do? They placed this ladder match for the face of TNT to get that title shot with
the brass ring.
Yeah, get that brass ring out there to get the title shot with Darby Allin this Wednesday night. And they bring out a new wrestler. They bring out this guy Paige that's wrestled and run a couple of titles in Impact. And they bring him out, but was that the big signing? No, they brought him out right before they announced the big signing, and it did. It made things. I'm trying to think of the word here. Unexciting, because you already had this fairly big name come out as a new AEW performer. And then as soon as that ladder match was over with, and Scorpio Sky, who I love, by the way, great performer, he wins the match. And then they start this countdown, and then Christian Cage comes out, hawks in the ring, signs the contract, and walks out.
That's it?
What? Yeah, it was anticlimactic. So
after all that hype the Big Show gave it, huh?
Yeah, and then putting it right behind the ladder match made no sense. They could have done it at the first of the pay-per-view and maybe have him do a run-in or something, or have him do a run-in with Scorpio Sky and say, you might have won this match, but you watch out for me, and then sign the contract. But to do the countdown, then have him come out, sign the contract in the middle of the ring, and then walk out. I was going, what? It didn't make any sense, man. You know, you guys agree with me?
That's kind of silly.
Yeah, I mean, we're in the show business here, okay? And wrestling is show business. It's performing. It is making a splash. And their splash was almost as bad as their explosion at the end.
So whose fault is that?
Tony Khan.
That's one thing we've never figured out. Okay, like we know the WWE has a full-blown creative team. They have, you know, everything passed as it leaves the desk before it goes. You know, they have writers. They have, you know, all that jazz. Okay, so. Do we know who's pulling the strings behind the scenes at AEW?
I think Chris said it. Tony Khan. He's the main booker.
Look, it's the WCW of 2.0 right now. I mean, they're trying to bring back the Four Horsemen. Are you kidding me? Come on.
What's wrong with that?
it's not the original Four Horsemen. You can't, you cannot go back to the past and relive it. You can't do it. You can't do that.
Who's going to be? WWE doesn't exist anymore.
Yes, but here's the thing, though, Zane. Every wrestler that they have right now has been either WWE or WCW. They're bringing them back. It's like WCW 2.0. That's what it is.
Now, Chris,
let's focus. Let's focus on the new people.
Okay, Chris, I'm gonna agree to disagree. Okay.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Because they have not only the main Dynamite show, they also have Dark, and then this new show with Paul White, and they're going to be featuring some of the newer talent on that particular show. So they're developing talent, and you see how they've brought in Private Party as a tag team. They've brought in the Acclaim, which I do not like the Acclaim. But, yeah, I see where you're talking about. Matt Hardy, who bores me to tears, but he's going against Adam Page, who's a new talent, right?
Yep.
Okay. And he's getting established as a main guy. Wardlow is going to be a huge star for them. And MJF is already a star. He's a newer guy. They are bringing in newer talent and trying to mix it in with the older talent. But I think they're running into this almost WWE TNA when Hulk Hogan and Eric Bischoff were there trying to get too many of their pals involved. And
big time.
I hope it doesn't hurt Hulk Hogan and Eric Bischoff bringing in the Nasty Boys who could barely walk at the time and doing that kind of thing. So I think they're trying to bring in the new talent, but trying to bring them in kind of slow. And I'm not sure whether it's really working, but I also think, Zane, that the wrestlers have more of a say about their own storylines than just the creative talent and the writing staff and Tony Khan. I think they have a say in what they're doing, like John Moxley.
So then why does something like what happened on Sunday then happen? Like, you know, somebody's got to be a little bit involved with this crap. I mean,
somebody's got to be in charge and say that works or it doesn't work. And then they say it doesn't work, start saying, how can we make it work?
They stub their toe again.
They need a general manager, dude. What's his name? Who's the dude that used to be on SmackDown?
Teddy Long?
Yeah, dude, they need like Teddy Long or Vicky Guerrero or somebody like
Playa. Well, they already have Vicky Guerrero helping out in the women's division. So, but let's we're going to take a little pause here because I sent this audio to both of you guys so you can listen to it. Last night, after AEW went off the air in the pay-per-view, the after show, John Moxley takes the microphone with Eddie Kingston, still trying to sell this major explosion. And I'm just going to go ahead and say what I said on one of the Real Wrestling fan page last night when they had this exploding ring and they were always talking about how it was going to be, you know, who's going to survive this. And the exploding ring, I think I've had bigger explosions after I farted, okay?
Yeah.
And so this was John Moxley a few minutes after they went off the pay-per-view, and this cracked me up. Here's John Moxley last night, still in the ring, and they're treating his injuries.
I think me and all y'all can agree on one thing. Kenny Omega may be a tough son of a bitch, but he can't make an exploding ring worth a shit.
That, my friends, was funny. Don't you guys think it was hilarious?
That was surprising.
Yeah, it was funny, but, I mean, why did he... I mean, he had to have known what was going to happen. A guy, like a professional like him, why did he not say, oh, come on, you guys, like, we can do better than this?
I don't know.
You know, or maybe he did. I don't know. I guess there's a lot of behind the scenes stuff that we just don't know, is there?
Wouldn't it have been better if they'd have had Moxley do that in the ring as they were signing off?
Yeah.
And then you would have fans like myself who was really disappointed. I mean, it was like, really? I paid $50 for this? And this excitement that there was, and it was anticlimactic again. I had two anticlimactic moments that I was looking forward to, and they let me down. But if Moxley would have said that before it went off the air, I would have had a good laugh.
I know the solution for the problem.
What's that?
I know how to fix this, Dave.
How do we fix this, Zane?
I know how to fix this. The same way I fix all my problems, dude.
Duct tape?
I just go on social media and complain about it.
Seriously. And it's been doing it, yeah.
I mean, that'll fix everything. You know, it's like you have a bad day, just go on social media and tell everyone. And then you'll get like a bunch of comments and it'll make you feel better. If you're like mad and you're like think your vote doesn't count, just get on social media and tell everyone your vote doesn't count. And like all of a sudden it'll make you feel better. It's like if you're happy with wrestling, you know, you say it. And so it's just like, hey, just go on social media and it'll make you feel like tons better.
I did.
And I don't fix feel anything. Dave, did it. What did it fix? Did it fix everything? Like all of a sudden, did AEW come out and they were like, "Hey, we screwed up. Sorry, fans. No. Let's give you a good show next time."
No, but yeah, I did get on social media and I said, "What was that all about?" You know, it's just I was disappointed, and I've loved it. I've now watched four of their pay per views. Last four this last year, and wow, last man. Night was like, you know, wow. That was not good.
It's like $200, man. You could have started your own wrestling promotion with that. Put a down payment on a ring or something, dude.
Yeah, no. I know, but it was fun. It was fun. I was working then, too, you know, so I just got my last paycheck, so that's where it went to. So, but anyway.
No. Come on. That was the worst. I mean, okay, if you're going to have an exploding ring match, let's go back to when Mick Foley and Terry Funk had the Bob Wire, you know, the C4. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, the explosions weren't even very good when they hit the barbed wire. It was a lot of powder. No, they were just, it was like, you know, three or four firecrackers put together. They weren't even as loud as M80s, you know. And I just say I was disappointed in it. I really was.
Yeah, if you promote a exploding match and it goes by sparklers, are you kidding me? Come on. I mean, I didn't buy the pay-per-view, but when I saw it on YouTube, I was like,
what?
Seriously?
Now, guys.
This is what. Go ahead.
Okay. What's going to happen on Wednesday night? Are they going to come out and say, gotcha, we made you spend your money for that? Is Don Canales going to say, boy, you AEW fans are stupid? Are they going to do that? It could be, you know. But they're going to have to do something because they lost a little street cred, you know. They really did. Mm-hmm. So a little disappointing. But what about Shaquille? What about Shaquille O'Neal and his match last Wednesday?
Oh my gosh!
I liked
it. Zane.
The one on was that Wednesday night?
Yeah, on Dynamite when he fell into the tables.
Yeah, that was rad.
I liked it.
That was awesome.
Really?
Yeah, dude, that powerbomb and that long to Kevin Nash, dude. That was sweet, and that was one. Heck of a power bomb, dude.
Yeah, but the only problem with that match was when Shaquille O'Neal was putting into the ambulance and then somebody recorded for him getting out of the ambulance that night. That was priceless. Are you kidding me? Come on.
Was that a fan that recorded that and put it on?
Somebody in AEW in the fans saw the ambulance when Shaquille O'Neal was put into the ambulance, and then about maybe 10, 15 minutes later, you see Shaquille O'Neal getting out of the ambulance and running into the back. Now, I understand that's fine and dandy, but if you want a storyline, let that ambulance with him go away.
Yeah, and, you know, I agree with you, Chris, but still, you know, that wasn't part of the TV coverage. That was somebody probably doing something they really shouldn't have done, saying, oh, we'll put this on social media and
but
we'll get a bunch of likes.
Hold on.
Okay.
What about Andy Kaufman? Hold on now. Andy Kaufman did the same thing with Lawler, and Andy Kaufman would not leave the ring until the EMTs got there, put him on the gurney, put him into the ambulance, and the ambulance rolled away.
And Andy Kaufman paid for all that, too, paid for the money for it.
Well, okay, I'll admit that, yes, sir, you are correct. But that made a better storyline than Shaquille O'Neal getting put into the ambulance, and then somebody, well, we can't help it because of the new technology these days and all the fans. They have these cell phones that can, you know, can tape everything. But back then, when Andy Kaufman did it, people actually believed that this man was hurt by a wrestler. Now, when I saw Shaquille O'Neal go through the tables, I'll admit it. That was perfect. It was great. It was good. It was good. But then when you see what the fans just did, it was like, okay. What can you do, though?
But that's the technology of this year. That's so right.
Go ahead.
So, once again, Chris, I'm going to say, we talk a lot about all this stuff, and then you say you can't go back, and we continuously go back and compare things to what happened in USWA, Memphis Wrestling, and things like that. We got to start thinking, well, this is today. The one problem I had with the Shaquille O'Neal thing was the ambulance. When Tony Schiavone opened up the back of the ambulance and Shaq was gone. Then he didn't show up again the rest of the night. I was expecting him to have a run in and do something. But he was gone. So that was my problem.
Well, it is what it is. And we can say what we want to say. And I mean, you have your opinion, Zane has his opinion, and I have mine.
But mine's right.
Yes, you're no. Yes, sir, you are right.
No, well, you are right too, so.
But here's the thing, though. Did that bring any more fans into the arena because Shaquille O'Neal was going to be wrestling?
Yes. Really? Yes, it did. Their ratings were over 1 million views that night. And they are usually around 750,000 to 800,000. So it did get better ratings. That put butts in the seats, as you always say.
Yes, sir. Zane?
You know, there's just one thing I gotta say. I think Leonard Skinner said it best when they said, "Kayfabe's gone with the wind."
They did?
My kayfabe's gone with the wind.
I have to listen to that song.
I think Ronnie Van Zant did it live, so... Yeah, so
that's just what you get these days, dude. I think
that's
true, man.
That's true.
MK talked about it, dude. Everybody talks about it, and so freaking sucks. It's like you know, dude. It's just like the dumb craps that pay $100 a ticket to go to AEW and then sit and watch it through a 5.5-inch screen the whole time,
right.
And then post it on YouTube, and it's like. Dude, your video sucks. Your audio sucks. Why are you wasting your time? Like, these are the same morons that are sneaking backstage or sticking their cell phone around the corner. Like Dave said, there's like this stupid new generation. I don't get it, man.
So, what about Sting?
What about it? What?
What about Sting?
Sting?
Did Sting bring back, you know, the old Stinger, or was he just mediocre? I mean, Uncle Dave and I talked about this before we got on the podcast. Did he look like the old Stinger, or was he better?
You want me to take that one since I paid the $50?
Go ahead, please. You pay the money. Please.
Sting looked great last night.
you know, it was a theatrical match, so it was filmed ahead of time. They did it in a warehouse, and Sting did spots. He did physical spots with Christian, with Brian Cage, and with Ricky Starks that were very, very physical. Darby Allin did some very physical things, and Sting took a lot of shots. I mean, he took throwing against a wall and he looked good doing it. If anybody says Sting didn't look good last night at 61, didn't look like he could still go, I would argue with him to the point that he looked great.
You know, the Taker in the podcast with Joe, he talked about that pre-recorded match, and he said that was like, that was so physical. And he said that he could not walk after that match. He said that was, and so I'm wondering, Dave, like, that type of setup, you know, maybe he feels a little safer, and so he can take those high spots and those things, but I'll bet you old Sager was pretty sore after that, yeah. Though.
Well, I bet he was, too. You were talking about the Undertaker match with AJ Styles at WrestleMania, and it was last year, and that was a great match. It was fun. You know, I really enjoyed that one, man. It was. So.
It was.
But he looked good last night. He didn't look like he was, you know, slow. You know, you remember the last few years when Ric Flair was in the ring, and he mm-hmm. just looked a little slower and all that, but he still was good. I didn't see that in Sting. He looked still fit. He looked pretty good. And JR and Tony Schiavone talked about that during the match. They said, you know, these wrestlers now take better care of their bodies as far as nutrition goes, and they're in shape. You know, they're in shape. They keep better control of what they're doing. Now, they still go out and party and maybe a little bit too much at times, but their nutrition is overall better. Their training is better. They learn to take the spots a little bit better. And I thought Sting looked great, and I'm really happy for him. How much more he'll do in the ring, you know, it still to be told. But as far as that match, he looked good, looked like he could do it another 5 or 6 years.
So was that worth the $50?
That was good. I enjoyed that match tremendously. I also enjoyed the women's title match with Shida against that other Japanese lady who came in from New Japan. That was a fun match. And then they also had a women's tag match. It was a lot of fun with Dr. Britt Baker was in there. And there was a lot of twists and turns and comedy spots. And it was, you know, I think I told Chris that I would give it like an average to a little bit below average rating overall. And the only reason mm-hmm. I would give that pay-per-view that type of rating was because of the inconsistencies and how the build-up to certain events was more of a letdown for me. And that's the reason I would say, $50 was, to me right now I'm saying, I spent $50. But when I watched the pay-per-view with the match with Chris Jericho and Orange Cassidy when they were going into the, what is it, mimosa or whatever they call that mixed drink with champagne and orange juice. Yeah, that one was worth it. So, you know, it's six of one, half a dozen of another. A little bit disappointed about the AEW pay-per-view, but overall, still a fan, you know, still got a fan because you can't knock it out of the park every time unless you're NXT. You know,
I was just gonna say that, dude.
Well, speaking of NXT, do we know what they're gonna bring to the table? Because Finn Balor has called out,
Adam Cole.
He's called out Adam Cole because what he said was this will bring the ratings. Finn Balor versus Adam Cole, baby, on NXT for the NXT title. Is that going to bring the ratings up? NXT?
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine.
I mean, as a wrestling fan, I'm telling you right now, and I think Zane will agree with me, that last NXT takeover
was incredible. And not just because of L.A. Knight. It was good from opening match to end. Right now, NXT is my favorite promotion.
It was really good, dude. Even the stuff on Wednesday night is so good, dude. That freaking segment that you sent me with Johnny Gargano in the therapist's office.
It got better.
Absolutely priceless, dude. Priceless. Now, that was so funny.
They did, four different segments. And one of the segments, they had the therapist talking to all four of them in the way.
Funny. Don't therapy on me. Therapy on him.
It was hilarious. So NXT to me is the flag bearer right now. And they're going to be moving from Wednesday night to Tuesday night. And once again, social media gets it all wrong. We've talked about this once before because NBC Universal, their sports channel, is going off the air. So NBC has all these different contracts that they're trying to find ways to fulfill. So the National Hockey League games are going to be going on to USA Network.
Mm-hmm.
That's the ones that were contracted with NBC Universal. So they're on Wednesday nights, Wednesday night hockey. It's been fed for years. So they're moving NXT to Tuesday night. And I think they're going to be having better ratings soon. Soon. It's good stuff.
I hate to break this short, but I have to get up in the morning about 5 o'clock and go back to work. Guys, it's been a tremendous show. I've loved every minute of it. Just all the fans on Turnbuckle Trash, go to XWW as much as you can. Give these guys some support. And also with Swag Federation out of Henry County, Tennessee, give them a little bit of love if you can. I'll let you know if we're going to have something going on with XWW probably maybe on Sunday. But I have got to kick out because I got to get up around 5 o'clock in the morning and go back to work.
Okay.
What time is it in North Carolina?
Well, right now it is 7:36, but time flies so fast here.
He's got to eat. The man's got to eat.
Well, I've already had the tacos that are kicking my butt right now. folks, it was a blast being on Turnbuckle Trash again. Remember, we have a blast here, and we are only fans, but we give our opinion. And I am out for the night. Thank you so much for letting me be on Turnbuckle Trash again, and I will talk to y'all later on.
TTYL.
What is that? Talk to you later. There you go. All right. I'll talk to you all later on. Turnbuckle Trash, I am out. And good night.
Okay, thank you, Chris.
Turnbuckle Trash is growing. Now, Turnbuckle Trash can be heard on Apple Podcasts, Breaker, CastBox, Google Podcast, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, and TuneIn.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
So you think he's off yet so we can talk bad about him?
Yeah, we can talk smack about him.
Okay, we'll talk smack.
It's totally fine.
It's all good,
So where do we go from here, Dave? I mean, is AEW now in danger, or do they just, you know, keep going?
I think they keep going. I mean, they're just barely a year old. They're having, you know, good ratings, not great, but they're very steady. And you know, one thing that advertisers are looking for is good, steady ratings. I mean, they don't want it to go up and down, week to week and week to week, which a lot of stuff when Impact was doing on Spike and their last few days, that was going week to week, up and down, up and down. And I think AEW has found a niche audience right now that could grow by bringing in people like Shaquille O'Neal to do a part. And then, you know, it's still to be written whether bringing in some of these old guys, some of the old WWE talent is going to help. I say it can't hurt as long as they write in newer talent like Adam Page going against Matt Hardy. It was, and I'm not a Matt Hardy fan, but it was a fun match to watch.
Well, yeah, dude, and I don't know. Say what you will, dude. Say what you will. But when does the WWE get, like, their biggest ratings? When they have Retro Night or whatever on Raw.
Right, they
and everybody gets to see D-Generation X come back, and everybody gets to see. I mean, it's like, so I don't know. And that's a double-edged sword. That's a tough deal to handle, because it's just like going to a concert and seeing Metallica. You know, everybody wants Metallica to play their old stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to hear their new stuff. You know, I mean, their new stuff is really good, but I'm just using that as a, you know, there's a ton of fans out there who you'll go to. You know, okay, like for me, I'll use Styx, for example, because they've been around for a long time. And I go to a Styx concert, and guess what I want to hear? I want to hear Lorelei. I want to hear, you know, Sing for the Day. I want to hear Light Up and Be Happy. I want to hear
Come Sail Mr. Away.
Roboto. Oh. I want to hear Come Sail Away. I want to hear Renegade. You know, I don't want to hear their new album. That's nothing to bash them. I mean, my good crime, they're still talented as all heck, and their new albums are still really good, but it's like everybody wants to hear the old stuff.
They want to hear the good stuff. They want to hear the stuff that they're familiar with. Okay.
Yeah.
And I mean, you talk to any rock star, you know, in my job, I've talked to a few, and they'll tell you, you know, sometimes they will get tired of playing the same songs over and over again, but they don't get the same reaction as they do when you did Lynyrd Skynyrd a few minutes ago. If they did Skynyrd Nation from one of their last albums, there wouldn't be as many people cheering as they when they hear Give Me Three Steps or Tuesday's Gone with the Wind. They're just not going to get that type of reaction and having people getting into it. So I think you're making the point, and it's a very good point, Zane, that there, as a fan, you want to see somebody that you know, somebody that you're familiar with. And that's where some of the independents struggle, and that's why they bring in a Michael Elgin, or when Cheeseburger came to DCW last year about this time. They want to see somebody they've seen on TV or they've heard on the radio.
Yeah,
dude. And that's why the independents bring in like a Rey Mysterio Jr. that we saw 2 years ago. In Salt Lake City. He was the only real name, although they had some lucha stars on there, but he and Martin Casals were the only real names that most mainstream media members would, media fans would know. So,
And you know, how terrible was that when we went and saw L.A. Park?
Oh, that was bad. And Blue Demon, Blue Demon Jr.? Or I can't remember.
Yeah,
but yeah, that was terrible, man. That was just awful.
That was terrible.
But, yeah, you made a good point about that, though. It was very well put that people want to see that familiarity. And you're a NASCAR fan.
Yeah.
What would you do if Jeff Gordon and Dale Earnhardt Jr. and Robbie Gordon and a couple of other big-time racers from the past decided to come back?
Dale Jarrett? And what was his name that used to wrestle, or that used to race for Napa? You know? Dude.
Yeah, and, you know, put Bobby Labonte in that. What would you do as a fan to see some of your favorite racers back on the track
that
again?
That would be rad.
And that's exactly what we talk about it, we complain, and I think that sometimes we got to say it might not be for everybody, but there is a certain amount of people out there that love it.
And, you know, I even said to you the other day, I sent you a text message, and I said, all I want right now, all I want to see is the Doctor of Thugonomics come back and kick everybody's butt and win the title for the 16th time.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, okay, I'll die a happy man, you know? Not really, but you know what I'm saying. It's like, the whole passing the torch and things like that is so hard because – everybody, like, right now, how awesome would it be? What would you do if you saw John Cena come in and it was a triple threat between Brock Lesnar, John Cena, and Bobby Lashley for the WWE title?
Yeah, people go crazy.
Dude, that'd be awesome, mm-hmm. wouldn't it? I mean, that would be a killer match, dude. Yeah. And that would get some serious hype. You know, that would get some serious ratings. I mean, and everybody, like, dude, I mean, I'm a big Cena fan. I love Cena.
Mm-hmm.
And I miss Cena and the energy he brings to the live events.
Mm-hmm. How much speculation? We did this a little bit in the past year ourselves when Roman Reigns turned heel and there was all that speculation that they were setting up The Rock coming back to take on Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. And it doesn't look like it's going to happen. But, boy, we were all excited about it. So I think you made a great point there, man.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, there's just and until they do something with the newer talent and try to put the new talent over, and like you said, they're doing it with the older guys and the younger guys. But a lot of the younger guys, like, I don't know half the roster on AEW. And there was a lot of criticism for that. Remember the criticism at first?
Oh, yeah.
And that's what – you can't make anybody happy because at first everybody said on social media, so they're like, oh, I don't even know who these guys are. Who's Jungle Boy? Who's this person? Why doesn't AEW get some stars in there? And when they get some stars in there, everybody's like, oh, why do they have these old people here?
You know, you – nail meet the head, you know, you hit it right there above you. You hit that home run. You hit it, baby.
All people wanted to, this is like I was joking with you earlier. It's like all anybody and everybody wants to do is just complain.
Yeah.
It's like, get a life. Go do something. Go outside and smell the flowers. Enjoy life. Like, stop complaining.
But I have hay fever, man. I have hay fever.
I haven't been on Facebook since January.
Yeah.
And I really don't miss it that much.
I because I have my new business and my new podcast, I'm on it quite a bit trying to get that set mm-hmm. up. And by the way, let's plug that podcast once again, Radio Guy Reflections, which is radio people talking about their careers and getting great response from it so far. And it's available on Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts and stuff. But that's me getting a cheap plug in there again. But, you know, the entire social media thing gets old to me every once in a while, and I'll just ignore it, or I'll see some post and I'll just go right past it. And I probably read about five of them a day. That, you know, any good friends that I want to see what's going on with, and maybe a news segment, you know, but that's about it. Because most of the time I wind up getting angry and just saying, well, these people are idiots, just, you know? They just made Chris Jericho's list.
Yeah, exactly. You just mm-hmm. made a list.
This is not the list any longer. It is the lexicon of Le Champion.
You just made Dave Ditton's list.
The list of Jericho. The lexicon of Jericho now. So.
Yeah, good show, Dave, as always. You just, you got a lot. You know, dude, it's hard to cover everything in a small amount of time. I mean, there's a lot of podcasts that go for several hours, but, you know,
I don't like those.
You got to keep it short, keep it interesting, keep them coming. And I think we do a pretty good job on that. I hope we do.
And we got to say hi to our friends at DCW. We haven't talked about them, but Manny Lemons, Brother Austin, Rekha Tahaka, and also Martin Casals have done some recent training with the Rhodes, you know, their Nightmare Academy, and they've also appeared on Impact Plus, which is part of the Impact Network. Manny was on there, Rekha Tahaka's on there, and that was the same one where Big Cass made his big return. Got a lot of people talking about that.
And another thing is Dive had an event on Saturday, I believe it was, so good for them. I don't know a lot about them, and I hope that it went well. I hope that it was successful. Another promotion in Utah that is good to see some more, you know,
Yeah.
Some more action here in Utah. So.
And, you know, we always talk about the independents a little bit. We encourage people to find an independent show and support them, even if it's just on Facebook, letting them know that when all this COVID-19 scare is over, that you're going to be coming back to the show. I sent a message to Tombstone Jesus the other day that, you know, I miss seeing Tombstone. I mean, not only is he a great performer, but I'm considering, you know, a friend now because we've talked several times and met together. And I just like talking to Tombstone, and I want to get out there and see Tombstone Jesus and the Queen, Manny. I want to see the brothers. I mean, all the guys at DCW and Dive, you know, and all the independents. We wish you the best, man. We really do.
Well, Dave, it's a good time to be a wrestling fan. It's a good time to be alive. It's an interesting time for sure, but maybe we'll keep positive and we'll keep up with things. And hopefully I can come see you at the end of this month when I come up to the Cache Valet.
Cool. That'd be awesome. Okay.
Yeah. And I got to tell you just real quick. I'm going to try some art, Dave.
What?
We were at Hobby Lobby, and I was inspired by a piece of art that I saw, and it made me think of you. So I'm gonna do my own homemade art project for you.
Should I be scared?
No, you shouldn't be scared. I got two canvases, so in case I screw up, I can do it again.
You are a Renaissance man. I'm telling you, you can sing, you can play the guitar, you know professional wrestling, you're good with your hands and making repairs, and I mean, I just have a voice. That's all I got, man.
Well, and you have a heart, Dave. A kind heart.
I have a kind heart.
Yeah. Dave, I hope you have a wonderful night, and let's keep up the rest of the talk, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Zane. Okay. We'll talk to you another time.
Have a good night.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Those guys look big and mean. I think they want to hurt us.
What do you call that, a flying springboard knee to the face?
Oh, that works.
I like to hurt people.
Pretending to wrestle is the most fun in the whole world.
The thoughts and opinions heard on the preceding program are not necessarily those of an intelligent human being. If you don't agree with them, get your own dang pod.
Dummy!
Yeah!
Thanks for listening, and in the immortal words of Ric Flair,
woo!
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of the wrestling blues.
Since DaysVoiceWorks.com.
Yeah, dude, I get like 27 cents every 3 months. Anything we can get away with, we do.
Oh, you're a funny man.
I think Leonard Skinner said it best when they said, "Kayfabe's gone with the wind." That's it?
What?
Yeah, that was rad. Hey, you know what? I was really busy watching the grass grow outside.
We don't need you no more.
Don't therapy on me. Therapy on him.
Hey, I got to make a living, man. I ain't got no job.
Yeah, that guy's my man crush, dude.
And I think somebody said it was going to be Kurt Angle.
Yeah, very happy.
Yeah, but were they right? No.
I know how to fix this, Dave.
How do we fix this, Zane?
I think me and all y'all can agree on one thing. Kenny Omega may be a tough son of a bitch, but he can't make an exploding ring worth a shit.